Welcome back to the Own the Boat Town Show on CHOP FM 102.7. We're here in the studio with members of the Newmarket Festival of One-Act Plays. Well, Kira, off the mic, we're talking about a lot of interesting topics. And one of the topics that we'd like to discuss is about the youth online workshops.
Yeah, so we're really excited about having this edition this year. Really, it was to create opportunities for youth and kind of empower youth in their abilities and in the arts and that kind of stuff. So basically the workshop, what it's going to build up to, or the workshop series, is that we're going to have along with our main youth show, we're going to have a short 10 to 15 minute play that is going to be written, directed, and cast by youth. So through our workshops, for example, when we have our writing workshop and all our young writers come in, they're learning about how to write and that kind of stuff. From that, we're going to pick a play. Then from our directing workshops, we're going to have, again, more youth come in that are interested in directing. And from that, we'll be able to pick someone out to come direct it. Then I'm going to basically act as facilitator to facilitate the whole process, and we're gonna have a show that's completely done by youth.
Oh, is there a charge for this online service?
No. So I'm gonna be hosting them on Zoom, and then we might have some in person, which would be really exciting to have some more live theater stuff in person. But no, there won't be a charge. The goal is to make this as accessible as possible to as many young artists as we can. And then also just to show them that they're capable, you know, because a lot of people, at least from my experiences with working with kids, is that, you know, if you give them responsibility and you believe in them, they have, you know, such amazing capabilities. So I'm really hoping to help kind of unlock that.
Tom, what's the procedure for getting the word out for this? I know the Newmarket Festival One Act Plays starts in September, but what are the methods of getting the word out there other than Messenger and Facebook?
We actually have we send out like a monthly newsletter. You could join our newsletter. So if you go to oneactplayfestival.com, that's one way. Recently I've added a blog to it, and I've actually put the links into the blog. So you'll see a blog. It's specific about youth workshops. So if you go to read that, towards the bottom of it, I've built in some links right over to the Instagram account, for example, where a lot of young people like to go to, and is the Instagram. So Kira's the one that's going to be, adding the content there on Instagram. So they can pretty much directly, you know, connect with her there, and either get on with the newsletters. The newsletters will be sent automatically to you whenever something new comes up or there's some new information. They're automatically generated out to anybody that's on our list. But also, as I say, at Instagram. So if you go there now, for example, the oneactplayfestival.com, and look for the blog that says it's headlined about the youth workshops. Read through that. It'll tell you, you know, essentially up-to-date information on the whole idea and the whole process and how to get involved and what it's about, like we've just talked about. But it also includes links. So there's links to the newsletter on there, and there's also links to the Instagram account. So that would be my suggestion on the best way for, not just for the youth, but for anybody that wants to follow along. And we're also looking at, while I'm talking about it, we've been discussing, we're going to likely have interviews that we're going to start doing with the directors, the actors, those that are involved in the play, probably Kira again. And just so there'll be like online interviews to keep people in the loop about what's upcoming and what plays we picked. And we'll have discussion panels and all that leading up to the festival. So we want to keep people involved as much as we can right up to the festival and beyond. But we feel it's an opportunity to keep people more in the loop, and it makes it more exciting and more informative, and it keeps the directors involved. And it's something new, but we're looking to add that as well. So look forward to that. And again, that would be released out. That information would come out in the newsletters. So,
yeah, Brad. As a side on that, last year in Kara's play, the mayor, John Taylor of Newmarket, made a cameo appearance.
As a politician.
Yeah, as a politician with his chain and all. So hopefully Kara can write to John a cameo for the mayor this year. Since it's an election year, be big help.
Well, John, it really is important to get the youth element into this Festival of One-Act Plays. And from last year, it really is a crowd drawer because people can bring the whole family. As Tom said, it's a family-orientated show. And the way things are going these days, I think that's what we need to brighten everybody's perspective on what's going on out there.
Yes, you're right, Brad. That's for sure. People are trying to want to get out after 2 years we've been locked up. So, as a matter of fact, that's one of the plays that one of the Newmarket people submitted. We don't know what's going to make it or not, but it's all about being locked up and can't go to Timmy's for his coffee.
We are looking at actually adding one evening that it's, I guess you could say, a little more mature subject matter, but. Generally speaking, yeah, you know, pretty much everything will be, nothing will be X-rated, let's put it that way, or R-rated. but there, you know, there are some little more, you know, shall we say, risque, I don't even want to use that word. They're just a little more adult themed, I guess you could say, that, you know, you may not want the small children at, but still not over the top, in content. So we are looking to maybe do an evening like that out of the four evenings. But other than that, you know, pretty much like you're saying, a family content, basically.
Yeah, these are some of the mature plays that come in, Rod or Brad, and that's those are not shock comments. They're made by the character, and it fits the play. So, and they're not there to shock, like you hear some of those comedians where nothing, it's not going to be isn't like that. No, but you'll enjoy it.
Well, we're just about out of time. And can you, John, tell us when exactly they're coming? And do you have any idea what the ticket prices are?
We're out of time. Gee. Yeah, it's going to be September 8, 9, 10. That's two plays a night over three nights at one stage. And then a youth play on Sunday afternoon, which just fits in so that the uncles and aunts and kids can come to see the play as well. That's when it's on. Ticket prices, I think we're keeping them the same. It's $20 a ticket and $25 at the door. And you'll be able to buy the tickets online like we did last year. And at the Old Town Hall, renovated Old Town Hall in downtown Newmarket on the near historic Main Street.
Now, some of the play entries we're looking at are much shorter than, so you may actually end up getting three plays in an evening, depending if we pick a couple of the short ones to be together. Like some of them are like 10 minutes long, let's say. So instead of a 20-minute play, we might pick two 10-minute plays, but essentially it'll be about the same time period no matter what we do.
And Tom, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. How can you beat that? You can't beat that.
And you can also buy a weekend pass too, Brad. We haven't priced that yet, but there'll be a weekend pass so you can get to see all three nights, including the Sunday matinee.
What a great bang for your buck. Kara, is there any closing comments you'd like to state?
I guess just for any of the youth actors, youth directors, any youth artists in general, if you're interested in coming out to be a part of the festival this year, make sure to be on the lookout. You can look for our website, which is oneactplayfestival.com. I believe not .ca, right, Tom?
That's right. .com.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure. I'll be posting lots on our Instagram, and yeah, feel free to reach out through Instagram if you have any questions about the workshops coming up, because we would love to have you and love to help you learn and grow as an artist.
Well, thanks a lot, Carrie. It's been great having everybody on from the Newmarket Festival One Act Plays. We hope to get you on a further edition of Out and About Town a little bit closer to the action date in September. Thanks a lot for coming on, and I hope to be there, and I know I will be there coming up in September. Thanks a lot for coming on, people.
Okay, thanks for inviting us, Brad.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. You're listening to the Out and About Town show on Chop FM 102.7. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And a very special shout out to our producer, Gareth Stirrup. Stay safe, stay warm.